Yesu yebazibwe nnyo abooluganda.
Praise Jesus much, brethren.
Musiibye mutya mu linnya lya Mukama waffe Yesu.
How have you been in the name of the Lord Jesus?
Obulamu buli butya?
And how is your life?
Gy'oyise bali batya?
Where you are first, how are they?
Oba gy'ovudde?
Or where you come from?
Bali bulungi?
Are they well?
Ekizikiza kino eky'obutamanya tekibayigganya.
Darkness of ignorance is not haunting them.
Waba muli bawadde ku musana ogw'okumanya.
Did you give them of the light of knowledge?
Omanyi tebwerabira.
You know, don't forget.
Kubanga ayogera mu Bakolinsi ekyokubiri essuula ey'okuna.
He speaks in 2 Corinthians chapter 4.
Olwo mukaaga n'omusanvu.
Verse 6 and 7.
Katonda yalagira.
That God commanded.
Omusana ogw'okumanya.
The light of knowledge.
Ogw'okumanya ekitiibwa kya Kristo.
The knowledge of the glory of Christ.
Kyakenga mu kizikiza.
Always shine in darkness.
Era n'atuwa obugagga obubya bino eby'ebbumba.
Gave us those treasures in this vessels of clay.
Amanya agasinga obungi.
And the exceeding power.
Alyoke gavenga gyali.
That it will come from him.
Era n'atugamba.
And he told us.
Bikulenge evvumbe ery'okumanya buli kifo kyonna.
Open the aroma of knowledge in every place.
Kale nga akamwa ako kafulumya evvumbe ery'okumanya.
As your mouth releases the aroma of knowledge.
Buli kifo kyonna.
In every place.
Osobola okufulumamu evvumbe eryo.
That you can release that aroma.
Abantu bawulire nga liwonya bulungi.
And people hear it smell well.
Era abagulumiza Katonda.
And they glorify God.
Nabi yatugamba Matayo 5.
Like he said in Matthew 5.
Tabaza za fuzimulisiza abamawanga.
Our lamps to lighten the Gentiles.
Balabe.
That they see.
Era bagulumize Katonda.
And they glorify God.
Buliza ku muganda.
Read of your brother and sister.
Magalize ebisinga obulungi.
Wish them the best.
Ebiveri kitaffe.
Which come from the Father.
Omwana n'omwoyo omutukuvu.
The Son and the Holy Spirit.
Omugambe ye Katonda kitaffe
yekka. Tell them is the only God the Father.
Kitaffe w'emyoyo gyaffe.
Father of our spirits.
Oyo atuula mu ggulu.
He who sits in heaven.
Waggulu w'eggulu.
Above the heavens.
Bayibuli eyogera mu Matayo 23:9.
I have a speech in Matthew 23:9.
Kubanga ne kitaffe omulala ku nsi.
Don't have any other Father on earth.
Kubanga kitaffe ali omu ali mu ggulu.
Your Father is one in heaven.
Era Bibuli ni Yesu leyo.
In Hebrews 12,
verse
9,
and he
says, Won't he the Father of your spirit do beyond to do you good? Now he will prove that is the spirit of Father. Our Father in heaven. We
too
are his ambassadors.
Yes, you have been
praise Jesus so much. When they ask you, who is your spiritual father? Tell them Hebrews 12:9. We have the Father of our spirits. Tell them to read Matthew 23:9.
If you
bring 1 Corinthians 4.
Agamba ati nga mtume Paulo yagamba.
The Apostle Paul said.
Newankubadde mulina abayigiriza bangi.
You have many teachers.
Naye temulina bakitabwe bangi.
You don't have many fathers.
Kubanga nze nabazaala mu njiri.
For me, I begot you through the gospel.
Owulidde kagamba nti nabazaala mu mwoyo.
You heard him say, I birthed you in the spirit.
Ye yatugamba yatuzaala mu ki?
He said, he begot us through the gospel.
Yatuzaala mu njiri.
Birthed us through the gospel.
Tegeeza nti yatusookayo.
Means he was ahead of us.
Naba mukuru waffe.
And he was our elder.
Muburokozi
in salvation
naba tata muburokozi naye taba ngokitaiwe myoyo
jafu never been the spiritual father to us
kitaiwe myoyo jafu ali muguru
our spiritual father is in heaven
kitaiwe weza dilio namu guru nekozi
of all offspring in heaven and earth
yeba zibonyomo kama wafe
praise him the Lord
bible yemwogera kone yegamba
I have a speech of him and says
ndi oyo obutonde bonna kwebujja erinya
all creations derive the name from him.
Kitaffe owo muguru.
Our Father in heaven.
Kale tumwebaza.
Now we thank him.
Kubanga yatuwagala nnyo nga mu Yohana 3:16.
He loved us much like in John 3:16.
N'okuwaayo n'akola ki?
And even he
gave mwana we.
Up his son.
Asobola okutufiira atununule.
That he can die for us and redeem us.
Tomanyi wadde wandibadde.
You don't know where you would have been.
Oba oliawo.
Or perhaps.
Bandibadde bakuzaala mirembe egyasooka n'ozikirira.
First two generations which have passed the earth and you got destroyed.
Kubanga emirembe egyasooka era egyedda tewaali nga
bulokozi. All ten generations there was nothing like refuge.
Nga bulokozi nga tewaali.
Salvation was not there.
N'okubuulira enjiri nga tewaali.
Even preaching the gospel was the
naye bino bye ebiro ebisinga obulungi.
These are the best seasons.
Ate nga era bisingayo n'okuba eby'obulabe.
Still they're the most dangerous.
Bibire bisinga obuki.
They're the best seasons.
Obulungi. Ate nga bibire bisinga yo kubi.
At the same time they're
byomutawana.
Most dangerous seasons.
Ngobwakabaka bwakatonda bubulibwa naye nga bulwanisibwa.
The kingdom of God is preached but it's fought much. season to those who hear the kingdom and believe. They are dangerous to those who never believe. Even Satan was chased from heaven and came with much rage. And he knew he had a short time. There are good seasons at the same time, not easy. But we thank God the Father for his word, the Lord Jesus. He sits for us before him day and night. And even the Holy Spirit, he has moved on bear our weakness. And he says to the Father all the time. And he buys us time. And he renews us in the name of the Lord Jesus. We want to move on to these schemes of Satan. Satan's schemes against God and the church. When we speak of Satan's schemes against God and the church, we are seeing the tricks Satan did to see that it destroys you. And that it takes you from God. That's why they're called Satan's schemes. Against God and against his church. Or against his people. These are the real schemes he makes that you don't go back to your home country. Your home in heaven where you came from. Bible says in 1 Timothy 6:7. We brought nothing on this world. And we shall go back with nothing. But we didn't bring, where did we come from? Philippians 3:20 says our home is in heaven. There are schemes under this sun. The schemes of Satan. Those which cannot enable you get back. For he spoke in the Isaiah 14:17. And said, never let captives get back to their home country. And he put in place many prisons. Now, not many of those who lived before us, neither those who are living now, those who made it back to their home country. For our father spoke and he said, Jeremiah 22:10, do not cry for the one who dies. And don't weep for the one going, but weep for one thing, for they will not go back to their home country. Now, not many have made it back home, but what's brought them the most problem? Not even knowing the schemes of Satan. But God has given us grace, and he tells us in the 2 Corinthians 11:11. We are not like those who don't know schemes of Satan. Satan may not outwit us. And he said there are even deeper schemes. Revelation 2:24. There are those who don't know deeper schemes of Satan. Now, brethren, in the heading of seeing Satan's schemes against God and the church, it came from both words you've heard of. But we've been studying it for some time. And we started to separate the spirit of God and his works of righteousness from the spirit of Satan and its works of unrighteousness. And we are about to begin to seek the right Christ and his church, his saints, and even the false Christ and their churches, their buildings are the false prophets. Now you will know much. We shall separate the right gospel, the gospel of the kingdom of God, and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. We separate from the gospel of the devils, the gospel of subtracting from the word of God, and to adding it, which involves twisting, and they move on to preach things of this world, gospel of the things of this this world. But before we go all that far, God helped us. We began to hear of His kingdom. And we still separated the Spirit of God and His works of righteousness from the Spirit of Satan and its works of unrighteousness. We are right in that last heading. And we see after the spirit of Satan, which is in the fourth beast,
Roman Empire,
the Roman Empire, after fighting the right Christ and His church, to creating its image, which is known as the Roman Catholic Church, there arose many religions and the many beliefs which appeared like salvation, and which seemed to be on the Christ Jesus. Our master. But all those we've been seeing there, we saw Catholicism, Protestantism, we saw Catholicism, Islam, Protestantism. Now we are on the salvation which arose from America. Praise Jesus so much. We've recapped that you may understand how we've been moving.
We
said when the salvation was rising in America, it took us back to seeking the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven in the 1700s and 1800s, but starting in the 1906, that gospel began to be disappearing. And there came the gospel of the finances of the world. All that we are in the introduction. But we began to go back seeing how the gospel would have been. The gospel of seeking the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. It caused us to ask ourselves questions. The four questions. What is the seeking of the kingdom of God? What is the kingdom of God that we seek for? And how can we seek for it? That's one of the first questions. And we answer this. And we went to the second question. And up to now, we are still right there. The question which says, what is the kingdom of God? And how do we seek for it? We began to answer it. We are about to finish it. And then we go to the third question. What is the righteousness that we seek for? And how do we seek for it? We shall end up with the fourth question. The kingdom of heaven, what is it? And where is it found? Praise Jesus so much. But we still wind up the second question. Which says the kingdom of God we seek for, what is it? And how do we seek for it? We discovered that the kingdom of God, it is the Holy Spirit and His fullness. And we began to see how we seek for it. We began to see how the Spirit of wisdom reveals the kingdom of God and the Spirit of understanding. This day it is this point we are on. The one writing the heading begin from here. Right before we have been on the introduction. We want to see the spirit of the counsel of God. How He manifests the kingdom of God. The spirit of the counsel of God. And how He manifests the kingdom of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Hope we are together now. Someone has been saying there are very many. What rightful thing are we studying? Today we are studying. We see the way the spirit of the counsel of God, the way He manifests the kingdom of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Bible begins by telling us this. In the Matthew 12, verses 28, Bible says this. Matthew 28, verses 28. Matthew 12, verse 28.
Matayo sura ya 12 onyo lwa 28.
Matthew 12, verse 28.
Na yoba nganze ngoba daimoni kubomo yo kwa Katonda. Kalo wakabaka kwa Katonda buba jide.
Yes, you was going
to praise Jesus so much.
Agamati si, buimbanga ngoba emizimu.
He say if I chair and I cast demons.
Kubomo yo kwa Katonda.
By the Spirit of God.
Wakabaka kwa Katonda buba jide.
The kingdom of God has come for you.
When
the time you see works of the Holy Spirit, you begin to see the kingdom of God. But this day we wanted to see the spirit of the counsel of God. How manifest the kingdom of God in our midst. That's why you've heard the Lord Jesus explain. In the Matthew 12, in the verses 28, that if I cast demons, by the Spirit of God, the kingdom of God has come for you. The kingdom of God,
we
understood it's the Holy Spirit himself, but he has his
fullness.
And many people ask, but this kingdom, when will he come? And the Lord Jesus explained, he said that he is in your midst, like we hear in the
law.
Luke 17, verse 20 to 21. And he says this.
Luke
17, verses 20.
Boyabuzi wabafarisayonti, obaka waka wakatonda bujadi. Nabadam nabagambanti, obaka waka wakatonda tebujanga boyolese. Onyorabi morum. Sote bali bagambanti lava. Buliwan, obanti buliwali. Kubanga lava, obaka waka wakatonda.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus so much.
Yabagamba,
he told them
that
the kingdom of God, it doesn't come when it's manifested.
But
see, the kingdom of God is in your midst. Remember, this is the gospel
which
Lord Jesus told us to preach to the people. And when he tells us to seek the kingdom of God and the righteousness, and the rest will be added to you.
Like
we hear in the Matthew 6, verses 33, that first seek the kingdom of God and the righteousness, and the rest will be added to you. We did first ask, what is this kingdom of God? And we've been explained that the kingdom of God is the Holy Spirit and his works. Like he told us, Matthew 12, 28, that if I cast demons by the Spirit of God, the kingdom of God has come for you. But still they asked him, in the Luke 17, verse 20 to 21, and the Pharisees asked him, when is the kingdom of God coming? And he told them, it doesn't come when it outly manifests. And they will not say, behold, it's right there. Because the kingdom of God, it is in your midst. Now this day, because we understand this kingdom of God, it is the Holy Spirit. We saw of his fullness, and it's made up of the seven spirits of God. Now in this time, where we look at the spirit of the counsel of God, and how he manifests the kingdom of God, it is true that the one in our midst is invisible, the kingdom of God,
it's
the Holy Spirit himself. For when he explained the John
14,
he spoke and he said this. John chapter 14,
17
and
18.
John 14 from verse 17.
Omoyo wa mazima, ensigwete inza kukiriza, kubanga temulaba, sote mumanyi, mwemu mumanyi kubanga vera jemuli.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. That is the Spirit himself of truth.
All
the world cannot see, because they don't know him. They can never even believe him. You see him because you know him.
era abera mumwe,
and he's within you,
era anabera ngajemo,
he will be unto you.
Yes,
you
ever see.
Praise Jesus so much.
Singa tugande tuyinza okulaba emirimu gy'omwoyo ogutukuvu,
if we could see the works of the Holy Spirit,
twandibadde tulaba obwakabaka,
would have seen that kingdom,
bwakabaka bwa Katonda,
the kingdom of God.
Kubanga bwabagoba emizimu ku bw'omwoyo wa Katonda,
if he chases demons by the Spirit of God, then
bwakabaka bwa Katonda bumasikatiga,
then the kingdom of God is in our midst.
Naye tukwandikedde nti mwoyo mutukuvu oyo,
but we understood that is the Holy Spirit
n'obujjuvu bwe
and his fullness. And his fullness is made of seven spirits. The spirit of counsel we see, the spirit of counsel of God, is the third spirit. As you see on the lampstand.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
It's
the third, and he has works he does in our midst. If we can get revealed of it, and we get to know of them, we begin to know this kingdom of God, to see it and to enter in it, and we begin to believe. Praise Jesus so much. Now this Holy Spirit, we say it cannot be, you can't run from him, for he is in every place, like the Psalms 139 from verse 7 to down.
Zaburi 139 olinyolo musanzu.
Psalms 139 from verse 7.
Nagenda wa okuveri omoyo gwo. Oba nadukira wa masogo. Olinyolo munana bwenali nyamukuru nga joli. Bwenaya lobuliri bwange magombe labanga joli. Olinyolo mwenda bwenatolebwa watire byencha. Netula mu bife byennyanja ebiri ewale nnyo. Olinyolo 10. Ne wankubadde omukono gwo guna nungamyanga. N'omukono gwo gwa ddyo guna nkwata.
Yes, yes, yes.
Praise Jesus so much.
Ebuza tune tunaddukawo okubeera omwoyo.
Where shall we run from your spirit?
Kubanga omwoyo wo buli kifo kyonna tumulabayo.
Spirit in every place we see him there.
Ne bw'onaagenda wansi w'ensi.
So you go under the earth.
Ojja sigalaba omulaba.
You will still remain seeing him.
Nga gyali akola.
And he is there working.
Kati omwoyo w'okuteesa kwa Katonda.
Spirit of the counsel of God.
Omu ku bujjuvu bw'omwoyo omutukuvu.
One of the fullness of the Holy Spirit.
Arabisa obwakabaka bwa Katonda
bwe. Manifest this kingdom of God. And the way we can seek for him, all things which are under the sun, the one who has counted for them seasons and times, is the one who has measured for them. They are heavy to what and they are in what size. Even your very own size you have, even of your eye, of your ear, everything is involved in it. It measures up all things. Put seasons and times of everything. If you don't know of him, you may not see him.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But this day you're going to move on be seeing of him.
And
you will be seeing him all the days. Be able to seek the kingdom of God, for you will be understanding it. You know, it's the Holy Spirit you are seeking for.
Yes,
praise Jesus. You seek the Holy Spirit and his works. Now his fullness. When God began to explain to us, and that they were filled of the Holy Spirit, they came upon them tongues of fire. Like in the Acts chapter 2. Verses 3 and 4. And he says this. Acts chapter 2 from verse 3.
Ne kulabika kubo ennimi ng'ez'omuliro nga zeyawuddemu buli lulimi ne lutuula ku muntu. Olunyolo 4 bonna ne bajjula omwoyo omutukuvu ne batanula okwogera ennimi endala ng'omwoyo bwe yabawa okuzoogera.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Abatume bwe baali bakuŋŋaanye,
when apostles had gathered,
ne wabaawo ekikankano,
and there was a shake. And that upon them came tongues of fire. And they were filled of the Spirit of God. And they began to speak tongues as they were given.
Kati ennimi zino ezongoliro.
Now these tongues of fire.
Katonda bwaddamu okuziraga aziraga nga ziri musanvu.
When God repeated to show them, he showed them they were seven.
Ennimi eziraga obujjuvu bw'Omwoyo Omutukuvu.
The tongues which show the fullness of the Holy Spirit.
Tuyiseeko eno osobole okutegeera.
We have passed here that you may understand.
Era waliyo omwoyo w'okuteesa kwa Katonda.
That still there is the spirit of the counsel of God.
Oyo akola obujjuvu bw'Omwoyo Omutukuvu.
He who makes fullness of the Holy Spirit.
Era okusinira ku bikulu by'essuula y'okunoonyera okutaano agamba bw'ati.
Revelation 4:5 he says this. Revelations 4:5.
Ne ku ntebe nga kuvako kumyansa n'amaloboozi n'okubwatuka n'ettabaazi omusanvu ez'omuliro nga zaaka mu maaso g'entebe gy'emyoyo omusanvu egya Katonda.
Yes, you have a
praise Jesus so much.
Ettabaazi omusanvu
the lampstand lamps, when you look through that lampstand. As God first showed it to Moses.
Book
of Exodus 25. Verse 31 to 40. You can study of that lamp. See seven lamps shining before the Lord. And he said they are the seven spirits of God. We know the Holy Spirit. His fullness. Made up of the seven spirits of God.
Yes, you have.
Praise Jesus so much. But in this time, we want to look to the spirit of the counsel of God. The way he manifests the kingdom of God in our midst. Even though he's
being
a portion in us. For he
saying
he will be within you. And he's unto you.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Unto
us is the surrounding environment we are every place. In the world, the under the
stars,
and even above
us,
even in the heavens, it is unto us. It's the kingdom which is in our midst. And the earth cannot see it. For they don't know it. That's why
it's
the kingdom of God. It's in your midst. But you can't see it. Except you first know it. And people seek for this kingdom. Not a few years now.
But
we heard of it out there. That people went to seek the kingdom of God.
Yes, it was.
Praise Jesus.
It
eras back when I was young. I had born again of then. Then you remember them. Those who were here before us. They were zealous in seeking the kingdom of God and righteousness. And they went to the mountains. They separated themselves that is fought for the kingdom. But what broke them in that journey? What broke them much?
It's
to seek for what they don't know.
Yet
they loved it, but they didn't know it. Don't see you are there. What precious stone do you love most? Most people say gold. Gold is not so precious. We have mercury, of red mercury.
It's
one of the most expensive.
But
they can tell you to seek for it and you don't know it. And you even pass it. Or you don't know it. Now those are
brethren.
God just help them to reach home in heaven.
What is to be
at least they avoided all sin. And they passed through things they thought the kingdom of God and the righteousness. Many times they saw of the righteousness. But on the kingdom they failed on it.
Yes, you have been
raised Jesus so
much.
But after you've understood that when he casts demons by the Spirit of God, the kingdom of God has manifested.
And
you know, if you see the Holy Spirit and you know him and his works, you can see that kingdom. And you can seek for it all day. Now the fullness of this Holy Spirit
has
appeared in the lampstand.
Was
shown as the seven lamps of fire and the seven spirits of God. Their names were given us like this. Where cometh the spirit of counsel? Let's see in Isaiah 11, verses 1 and 2. Isaiah 11 from verse 1.
Era mu kikolo kya Yese muli vensibuka. Netabye liliva mu mizi lilibale bibala. Olunyolo okubiri no moyo gwa mukama gulibera kuye.
Twogera ku moyo wa mukama abera mu masekati oyo.
We speak of the spirit of the Lord who is in the midst.
Omoyo wa magezi.
Kuliko omoyo wa magezi ku mukono guno ogwa ddyo.
Spirit of wisdom on the right hand.
N'okutegeera.
Kulikera omoyo okutegeera ku mukono ogwa ddyo.
Spirit of counsel on the right hand.
Omoyo wa okuteesa.
Kuliko omoyo okuteesera ku mukono ogwa ddyo.
Have the spirit of counsel on the right.
Oyo gwe tutunuulidde.
It's the one we look to.
Omoyo wa okuteesa kwa Katonda.
The spirit of counsel of God.
N'engeri gy'alabisa mu bwakabaka bwa Katonda.
And the way he manifests the kingdom of God.
Ntegeeza nno tutwetooloola.
It means when you shall rotate out.
Ku mukono ogwa kkono.
On the left hand.
Tulabe omoyo aliyo
omulala. Let us see the other spirit there.
Omoyo wa amaanyi.
Tulinako omoyo wa amaanyi.
We have the spirit of power.
Bwe tunaamaliza okulaba ow'okuteesa.
After we see the one of counsel.
Tujja kugenda tulaba omoyo wa amaanyi.
We shall go see the spirit of power.
Ngeri gy'alabisa mu bwakabaka bwa Katonda.
How he manifests the kingdom of God.
Omoyo w'okumanya.
Kuliko omoyo w'okumanya.
We have the spirit of knowledge.
Akola emirimu naye wansi
we. Does works under
the sun. Naye tebamulaba tebamumanyi.
But they don't see, neither know him.
Omoyo w'okutya Mukama.
Tulinako omoyo w'okutya Mukama.
We have the spirit of fear of God.
Naye tulina okulaba emirimu gy'akola.
Him too, we have to see works he does.
Naye engeri gy'alabisamu bwakabaka bwa Katonda.
And how he manifests this kingdom of God.
Jukira.
Remember.
Nti emyoyo gino nga bw'ogirabira omusanvu.
The spirits as you see them, seven of them.
Era ge maaso ga Katonda omusanvu.
Still they are the seven eyes of God.
Nga mu Isaiah esula ey'okutaano n'olw'omukaaga.
Like in Isaiah.
No, kubikulirwa.
Revelations 5:6.
Kubikulirwa esula ey'okutaano n'olw'omukaaga.
Like in the Revelations 5:6.
Agamba bw'ati.
He says this.
Kubikulirwa esula ey'okutaano n'olw'omukaaga.
Revelations 5:6.
Nendaba wakati w'entebe n'ebiramu ebina. Ne wakati w'abakadde omwana gw'endiga ng'ayimiridde ng'afaanana ng'eyatibwa ng'alina amayembe musanvu n'amaaso musanvu gy'emyoyo musanvu egya Katonda egitumibwa mu nsi zonna.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
Obikulirwa esula eno ey'okutangira omukaaga.
Revelations 5:6.
Tulaga nti yalaba omwana gw'endiga.
It says he saw the Lamb of God.
N'amulaba ng'alina amayembe musanvu.
And he saw him with seven horns.
Si mayembe ga mbuzi.
Not horns of the goat.
Nga bw'olaba entabaazi ezo bwe zisongose.
Like you see lamps when they are stretching to give their light.
Era n'amaaso musanvu.
Even with seven eyes.
Obw'okulungirivu obwo.
Those are the circular ones you see.
Nga biri ku Kristo Yesu.
And they are on the Christ Jesus.
Nanyo n'agamba gy'emyoyo musanvu egya Katonda.
And he said they are the seven spirits of God.
Ge maaso ate gy'emyoyo musanvu.
They are the eyes and the seven spirits of God.
Kitegeeza ki?
It means what?
Nti omwoyo w'okuteesa kwa Katonda.
That the spirit of counsel of
God. Era lyeritsi ery'okuteesa kwa Katonda.
Till it's the eye of the counsel of God.
N'engeri gy'erirabisaamu obwakabaka
bwe. And the way it manifests his kingdom.
That
is why we say this.
That the
spirit or the eye of the counsel of God.
And
the way it manifests the kingdom of God.
This
spirit sees and it moves on to work.
To
measure up all
things.
Spirit of counsel. The spirit of measurement.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. There is a question.
Kiri wano mu Yobu esula ya 38.
Here in Job 38.
Katonda ng'akubuuza.
And God asks you.
Naye osuubira ani yapimba.
But you hope who measured.
Ebigera by'ensi eno.
The measurements of this earth.
Era ani yagera omuguwa gwabyo.
And who measured their measuring line.
Manyi byalimu okupima.
You know it involved measuring.
Era ebintu wansi w'enjuba byonna ebikolebwa.
All things done under the sun.
Bitambulidde wansi w'ebiro n'ebiseera.
They have moved under seasons and times.
Era n'okupimibwanga.
And even to be measured always.
Olaba n'empewo gy'osaa gipima.
Even oxygen you breathe is measured.
Kuba singa agireka ng'ey'omuyaga.
If it leaves it just calm like a storm.
Osobola okugwa eri n'osafuketinga.
You can fall off and you suffocate. If it's not measured, it.
Amen.
But it moves under the spirit of counsel and you begin to take oxygen. Oxygen is in my nose.
But you
know where all that comes from?
Because you
cannot see the kingdom of God. Yet it's in our
midst.
And it's the Holy Spirit himself.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
So,
now let's read in the Job and we see. We begin from verse 1.
Job 38
from verse
1.
Mbuyage
nyingi. Nayogera nti olunyolo kubiri. Ani ono aleta ekizikiza mu kutesa n'ebigambo ebitali mu kumanya.
Bakati kulirisa.
Now listen.
Yagamba Yobu.
He told Job.
Ani ono aleta ekizikiza mu
kutesa. Please bring darkness in cancer.
Tulikogera ku moyo w'okutesa.
Speak of spirit of cancer.
Katonda okutesa kukutuka wona wona.
The counsel of God reaches everywhere.
Ne waliwo abaleta ekizikiza mu kutesa.
There are those who bring darkness in the cancer.
N'ebigambo ebitali mu wadde
okumanya. What without knowledge.
Omanyi olaba.
You know you see.
Oyinza okuba oli muwanvu oba oli mumpi.
Maybe you are tall or short.
Kale tukogera ku ekyo kyonna.
Okay, we don't speak on only that.
Tunuulira ekigera ky'omukono gwo.
Look at the measure of your hand.
Ani ayinza okuba nga yateesa ku lwere.
Who would have
permitted
it to appear in that?
Kino kikome wano
at least to end here.
Olowooza ayinza kuba ani?
You think who would
have maamawo taatawo?
Your mother, your father.
Ani ateesa ebi?
Who purposed that?
Ani ateesa omutwe kuva wano paka wano?
Who purposed the head to stretch from here to the neck?
Okimanyi nti oyinza oleeta ekizikiza kukutesa
nga tomanyi. Bring darkness in castle when you don't know.
Notawaanya omwoyo w'okutesa kwa Katonda.
Trouble the spirit of castle of God.
Kati olaba nti osobola oleeta ekizikiza.
Now you see you can bring darkness.
Ekizikiza ky'obutamanya.
The darkness of ignorance.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Okutesa n'ebigambo bitali mu wadde
okumanya. In castle with that knowledge. Kati kankwe
ky'okulabira.
Let me give you an example.
Ebintu bino ebimera ku nsi.
The things which grow on the earth.
N'ebibala bye tulya.
And the fruits we eat.
Bitambulira mu biro eby'enjawulo.
They move in different seasons.
Ani yabiteeseza ekyo?
Who purposed that for them?
Ani alagira ffe n'okwengera nti n'ebiro byo bituuse.
Jackfruit to ripen that your season is due.
Yegwe.
Is it you?
Let's
ask. Let's speak another.
Kubanga ebimu birina bya wiki okubikulira mu wiki.
Mature in a week.
Ebirala bya myezi.
Others months.
Ebirala bya mwaka.
Others for a year. Naye
ani apima ebiro byabyo?
Who measures their seasons?
Ankuwe kyangu ddala.
Ani
ayigiriza enkoko okubala essaawa?
Who taught the hen to count the clock and time?
Kubanga enkoko eno empanga
eno. This hen which is a male hen, a cock.
Erina engeri gyebala obudde naye ani
agigaba
era ani agiyigiriza
kubanga
gwe n'okubala obubazi ssaawa zo baakuyigiriza buyigiriza naye ani ayigiriza
enkoko
Yes, we must
praise Jesus.
Ani ayigiriza enkoko okubala ebiro n'ebiseera
cock to count the season and times.
Kubanga ebalanga eddakiika asatu
ziyiseewo
negamba tuli mu kitundu kya
ssaawa.
When
time reaches it counts it.
Olowooza ani agiyigiriza?
Ani
agiyigiriza ebiro n'ebiseera?
Who teaches them seasons and times?
Omanyi olaba oyinza obeera awo n'ogamba ekirabika?
Maybe there and say perhaps.
Mutuma ono alabika kati leero luno atulina
bwe. Also today is just playing on us.
Naye ekibuuzo kiri nti.
But the question is.
Oyagala okukakasa nti obwakabaka bwa Katonda bwe buli bukola.
The kingdom of God is present working.
Naye nga. Yet you
don't just see it
because
you don't
know it. It's
been hard for you to even seek for
it. But you
couldn't have thought what you don't know.
I've
seen the hand raised. Praise the Lord. This is testifying of the spirit of cancer. Me, these days are no more. Put my alarm on. And if I'm going to sleep, and I have specific time, I want to raise up, I ask the Holy Spirit, the truth, it doesn't go beyond a minute. I wake up without even knowing. And I check on the time. And it's the exact I asked him.
He's
been working and doing his works. You know now you see.
Let
me give you another example. You think, how can a jackfruit taste? And who purposed for its taste? Why does it differ from the orange?
Ani yadesi.
Who purposed that?
Era ani haingira mutake yo na runga.
Who enters in the ground?
Muogono.
This cassava.
Na hataki na musukari.
Doesn't go into sugar to test.
Karani sukari na hagena muromonde.
And sweetness goes in the potatoes. Look at this.
Because you had not known it.
That is the spirit of castle.
Sweetness,
yeah, saltness.
Guavas.
Guavas, they are other salty and other sugar.
Sweet.
I say it.
It's
just this.
Because
you don't know if they are eating a guava. This one is sweet. This one is salty. Who does that? Bananas come from the same ground.
And
they come out with potatoes. Do they taste the same? Who measures the ingredients in them?
Sometimes
you measure sugar in your tea, you fail. You keep adding more in the tea.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. You know, see, the kingdom of God is in the midst. The Holy Spirit
himself.
That's his works, yet we don't mind them. You don't think. That's why I say my people are foolish. They are senseless children. They don't think. They are wise in doing evil. But in doing good, they have no knowledge. Spoke that in Jeremiah 4.
21
to down.
You
know, walking, you don't mind things.
You
just eat in your
mind.
Why is pepper bitter when it comes from the same ground? When they come passionful from there still.
You know,
a senseless child, you don't think.
Just fast.
I will eat. You're going to eat what you measure and taste. You begin to complain they have no sweet
wear.
This passion is not sweet
wear.
You think of it, I've been measuring and you don't thank me. Let's finish in Job.
Job 38
verses 3.
Kale nawe sibe chimyungo musajja kubanga nakubuza nawo nziremu
kagati mudde mudde twakasoka.
Now answer him what we first covered.
Ani a balancing a kamulari.
Who balances the taste of paper
no,
and the passion fruit?
Ne byawukana nga tebikawa byonna ekimunga kiwo mechirana nga chika.
One is sweet, another is bitter.
So onziremu.
Answer me of that. Why is this
purple?
Not tasting like a jackfruit. Why the purple? Not tasting like the mango.
The
mangoes taste differently.
So
measures all that.
So we see the
you know you stand. Stand up, you scientists.
No,
you research much of things of God.
You
believe is God who does it. Now today start to
ask.
Who measures a paper to be bitter? Yet the passion fruits are sweet.
They refuse
to believe that indeed God is there. You are going to believe by force this time. We are going to lighten in you the match. The light of knowledge. The word of God. You too will shake your heads and then believe. This is the great work indeed.
Let's read
verse 4.
Job 38
verses 4.
Waliruddawa bwenasawe misingi jensi. Yatula oboli nokutegeera. Olokutano. Ane yatese ebigera byayo obango manyi.
Kakati soko tubuli.
You first tell us.
Ani kutesa.
Who purposed?
Eyatesa.
Who purposed?
Eyaleto kutesa.
Who brought the counsel?
Yenjagale ejo manyi papa sine counsel inzo kwa ubana.
The counsel.
Yes, we
have praise Jesus.
Ani yatese ebigera byense.
Who counseled the measurements of this world?
Omanyi si si kubantu ogira bulabi bane kulungira.
Look that you see the world is such a lot.
Kansike wano olabe.
Let me pull here we see.
Manyi bila ipana bya kusomera
kwa. You know these images are demonstration of for teaching.
Si bya bya kusinza.
They are not for worshiping.
Yes, we have zibu.
Praise Jesus.
Ensano kutubeera.
Planet Earth where we are.
Ani atese ibigera byayo
ukasa
na buri yakiri mu munda
everything in it
wanga buri yakiri mu kinye
ekigera everything in it has its measurements
kirine ibipimo
it has a measurement
atubaga amani atese ibigera byensi
castle the measurements of the earth
togama ngu ngabu yenka
don't you say just as it's such a lot
na buri yakiri mu kwanga kirine ibipimo
everything in it for it holds its measurements
simani kanda
let's see.
Are
you having the same with the other person?
You
counsel to be different in the weight. You eat little food. If God
cancels,
you will be small no matter how much you will eat. You will remain. If they will inject you with big pig, you will stretch fat and you will grow old. The measure of your flesh was measured to end there and you stretch them beyond.
You
get old at infant years. The reason when he cancelled his kara,
you want
leech it from the kara you feel, you get old.
You
may see every place, everywhere is there the kingdom.
And you shouldn't
step on the kingdom.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus. Different measurements.
There
are small odds within it. There are bigger ones.
Everyone.
But who measured?
It's
not the kingdom of God. The Holy Spirit.
It's
the Spirit of counsel. No one can measure that. Give up on and you wonder where they have a spirit. If we measure it, it's moving. Surprising, different things on the world have different sizes. Even different
weights.
And they have different seasons. But who measures them? We don't see him.
Yet
he is in our midst. The Spirit of God.
In
the Spirit of his counsel.
Job 38 verse
5.
Era ani yatese ebigera byayo obango manyi obani yajigerera omugwa
kakati ani yagera omugwa
that the earth is to end here
obango manyi
if you know
atojagaba katonda
now you'll tell God
be here yenze na yenda chikora
ati but how did I do that
manyi muda kunyumba za mwana mwene muzipima.
You go to your, on your houses, you measure their
Kuru, you think,
what measuring line did God use to measure this
earth?
And everything in it.
Burijimuchi. Nusingano mwe mtu kufunga arunze.
The Holy Spirit is rare.
Na arunga akanaka.
Is mixed up.
Akatunda.
He mixed the passion fruits.
Udiranga akadimu olukayo.
And you feel as if it has some sour. And it's tasting sweet at the same time.
Arrestable. Ayi zota ndikanga dekawo.
It can begin where it's not sweet.
Agena kakulanga wa karunga wa karunga.
Matures when it mixes ingredients in it.
Katikatuse. Ebyo bimale
ebirungo. Do the ingredients are enough. And he gives up. But he works on one machine. There are plenty of them. Even others, he wants to work on them. Even yams taste different with others. Many things he mixes.
Maybe
just measurements of different things. You know, it's amazing. You come from the womb when he's measured you out. Very hard to come out when one leg is taller than another. And it's like that. Measurements of God are not upright. Except you trouble him and you swallow the funny pills and to enter into witchcraft and to be given children. If you birth children with big heads and you trouble his counsel. No, God measures many things. But most don't know how he does it. Now it's the spirit of counsel. He moves on to those things. In the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verses 1 to down, he speaks like this. Ecclesiastes 3 from verse
1. Na buli kigambo ekiri wansi w'eggulu kiriko ekiseera kyakyo. Kubanga buli kigambo ekiri wansi w'enjuba.
Every word under the sun.
Kiriko ebiro n'ebiseera.
It has its time and seasons.
Naye ani apima ebiro
ebyo? Who measures the seasons?
Eno y'enjiri nga Mukama bwe yali agizizza obuggya bwa America.
Gospel as God had renewed it in America.
Enjiri y'obwakabaka bwa Katonda n'obutuukirivu.
The gospel of the kingdom of God and righteousness.
Obwakabaka bw'obuggya.
In the kingdom of heaven.
Naye n'etandika okugwa mu mwaka gw'1900.
But it began to fall in the 1906.
Tudda mu njiri y'ebyenfuna by'ensi.
And it got the finances, the gospel of the things of the world.
Naye Mukama nga bw'ali omulamu.
But as God is living.
Yasiimye okufubutuka mu Africa nate ku mulundi.
Priest to spring from Africa this time.
Okusingira ddala Uganda.
Mostly in Uganda.
Akomyewo enjiri y'obwakabaka bwa Katonda.
Restore the gospel for the kingdom of God and the righteousness.
And
we are led by the spirit of God to fight the spirit of Satan. Praise Jesus so much. Listen to this, brethren. Everything here
is
not even under the sun, but in every place it has its seasons and times. Who measures it then? Measures rainfall and say, now you see. That's enough for them to stop there. The scientists, they do that? If it falls much and we quarrel about it. If
it
rainfalls and the sunshine is much, we complain to God.
God,
sunshine is too much.
It
sends you rainfall. And the mud is too much. The rainfall is too much. Won't we work?
But
having works of this entire world,
God
measures seasons of everything. You would have fallen
mad
on time. You would have been a typical mad person.
Well,
you can't even
know.
The kingdom is doing that. The Holy Spirit in the midst of people, yet they don't see.
You
have two red polices. You measure for them this. Knowing what they want to fall.
I don't know what they are.
It's the one he measures. And he says the angel of water. And of counsel. Of measurements.
Measure
rainfall with hail to strike them with stones. Bible calls it the rain of punishment. Don't strike it much to be into water. Don't strike it out. You retain some ice in them. You beat down all the plants. If we say whether they will turn back to me. But because they are senseless children, they don't mind of it.
This
is not abusing. That's the world
we move by.
Any time we refuse to know God, we are in a situation like that. Let's repeat Ecclesiastes. Ecclesiastes 3 verses 1.
Buli kintu kiriko entuko yakyo na buli kigambo ekiri wansi w'eggulu kiriko ekiseera kyakyo. Olunyolo okubiri ekiseera ekyokuzaalirwamu n'ekiseera ekyokufiiramu.
Ani yapima ebyo byonna?
Who measured all that?
Ningira bibeera byetutambuliramu.
Yet that's what we move by. The kingdom has remained working. The spirit of counsel.
Who born
and the one who check out
and
not agile of that for him alone knows it.
Amen.
If you want to add on that,
that's you like Hezekiah.
Asubuhu kuongeza mukasira.
Understand? It can be very dangerous. Don't just ask for it.
Your season will
come.
You
came on the world.
You
have to leave this world.
But
where are you going?
Because
people of God
never think.
Did you think of the source of your
birth?
Even going from here, go where?
Council
retained that.
Brought
them, they will leave this earth.
No
matter when it will be.
Let me
see whether they can think of where they are going.
Others
big wrong things. You go to the graveyard. You see yourself in the graveyard, in the darkness, and fear there.
If
you don't know, that's the body they are to bury. The spirit will check out to go. But where are you going?
You
say others don't go back to their home country.
They
go in hell, they get lost there. Where they imprison rebellious spirits. The kingdom of
God.
Others will go to heaven. Now their spirits traveling. Ecclesiastes 3 verse 2.
Ekiseera eky'okusimbulamu, eky'okusimbiramu, n'ekiseera eky'okusimbuliramu ekyo kyasimbibwa.
Now they are moving every time. You go, you squash the ground. You begin to plant. I put there potato leaves. I want potatoes. Who is going to give it to you? You are waiting. Who is in the ground to give you potatoes? I want big ones. Who is going to measure the small and the big ones you want? Now counting of them. I've put there trees of cassava. This one is of 6 months. This one is of 1 year. In those months to get what you eat. That's why he told you are a senseless child. You don't think.
Still,
you never thought of them. Did you dare think of that? You put the cassava trees. You put in the 6th month. That one I
think,
well, yeah, I'll have cassava on them.
No simbe kitoke no tunula
a banana, you look at it
which ikura kigenda
kusize growing taller, different size growing.
Giyo ngate chichile tambu
mo not breeding the
mutaka wajiteka wali kusika wateka
yebo. When you sow the banana, did you put that banana bunch which is coming?
Yeah, chile senna mato
brought bananas.
Giyo ngate chile so bwangu
mukaka brought only 6 bunches of
ngate chile 12.
It's not brought 12
of them.
When you atenga bitegekeddwa bulungi
that well that
omanye ebiwago bino ebijja ku matutu
when these batches come on the banana
kukikolokombe
on that banana thing
nebyetegeka
kino wano they order themselves one here
go abitegeka
if you order them there
olinda biro byakusiga
wait season to sow
nakujayo
and to get out
you can ensigo siko wa
stage even the seeds you need cancel to them to exist
ubanga bayogera mu rubere bire sulesu
Genesis 1
ukuva ku 10 na 11 ku
11 to down
nangamba wabeo ebimera nensigo
ezenja obi plants are different seeds
nayani atesa ndizino sibensigo za
ndizili these ones will grow this and the other
mbu ozaura mbuzino za asori
are of maize
zino za bijanja
of beans
ono soya
this is soya
nekare zenja ulobondi
different
kind yani atesa kino
kibe chakara bwe them each to be their
kind wabulo omuntu yika akatala bwa
kabaka bwa
katonda masekati
you see the kingdom of God in their midst
zikirizikanya ne katonda atugamba
agree with God still say tells us
Yeremia nya biri mwe
Jeremiah 4:21
the abantu bange
my people
ishiru shiru bwo ngore byaba
foolish senseless
people
they don't think
ya magezi mukore ebibi
why is they doing evil
emukore ebirungi
do we good
ebina kumanya
don't have no
ebirungoja
they don't think
omanya twenga liyo kumenya omanya
yanga kumenya
babasira etwirino
this head
ya menya ka kase
broke being a faith that time I never thought before
zinaruja munondo
I thought I was thinking before
nima noza
cho I thought what perhaps
ndabe bitoke bikula
naba pera bananas go brothers
ya kulia
ya eating
okay nakulya aki
yokuje
wasige yomutaka
which you sold in the ground
uvura aga mushiru shiru
uwe say you fool
joshika joshi mjojirayo
what you sow is the one you get out
yero ate itisho
let's read it
mushiru huna kutuvem
that foolishness gets out of us
okay katusumba kolisa bakolisa chisoka 15
verse Corinthians 15
okuva kulwasa tumwenya
from 34
abakolinse kisoka sura ya 15 nyolwasa tumwenya
first Corinthians 15 from verse 34
mutamiru kukenga mubutukirivu sote muono nanga kubanga abalala tebategera katonda
aha
njogedde okubakwa sensonyi
which is it that
abalala
others
tebategera ani
they don't understand God
ni wangu baddo bwakabaka bwe
either his kingdom
bakolinse kisoke sura ya 15 nyolwa 35
first Corinthians 15:35
nayo omuntu aliyogera anti abafuba zukizi wabatia era mubiri kigwe bagira gwe bajja nagwo olwa 36 musirusiru gwe
yes gwende mash musiru gwe
that fool
Yosi gateba namu wabula ngefa asatu musango ne Yosi gatosiga mubiri oguliba wabule mpeke njerere mpozi yangano bayangeri ndala asatu munana naye katonda ajiwo mubiri ngabwa yagala era buli nsigo ajiwo mubiri gwayo yokka
naye kakatelao
yagamba nekali mbo wakana nebyo kuzuka you are with resurrection
singo badote kera binebi
if you wakaba kanukola to the kingdom what it does among you
nge bimera
as the plants
o sige siko
sio a seed is
oteka ye moya garabu
neka you put one you want how many out of that
o sige ribera
you sow that which will be
singo yagara kakatira bako
download
asize ikijyanya
it sowed a bean
chimuwe chiti
what bean
ne chifubutuka
it get out
ne chiri okakizala
birthdays others
echi wakwenda na nyingi
in more place many
ngazamba debia abali ajenja
closed different clothings
ani atesa
who cancels
omanyi ko not nuri deka
akifilo
branch ke echi jaje
at the branch of the bean
not nuri langa muri mukambo
bintu satu na 1 2 4 5
ati bwo sumula akala
if you open another
kati akamuka baka afanga muri
buta be the one died at their five
ebya jalo byafa
this bean na kwa
mukaka
right be six why are they five
gwami teka mu
you the one who pushed them there
kakati bwakabakosobola okumulanga bali okumukanya
see the kingdom after you know the him
omoyo omutukuvumbu jevu
all the spirit in his
name
and his works
katuli kumoyo okutesa naye nayo akulaga akole emirimu
jevu kaso but he shows he does amazing works
Sometimes it's put 8 names. And elsewhere you find 4. Who put 4 in here? You argue. This one is put on well. Who are getting beans as you gather them? And you put the sauce, you boil, you eat, you don't think.
Those
people, when suddenly bewitch them, he left them in a sense of eating and going to toilet. And they never think. Put in the ground, you didn't put there. You don't want to think who put it there. His authority, how it was. You get it,
no, you're not getting
it. Go to toilet. Even tomorrow, the same cycle.
When you accuse
you that you didn't believe his words. Go to bananas and you choose out. This one is grown. This one did grow well. The others put on well.
I
have a hand which grows. Foolishness. When you counted what was going to put how many batches of it. You make it grow. If your hand grows, command always. If I put a hand, I want 50 potatoes in one potato heap. Your hand grows. Many things are sown. You put your maize, cassava, potatoes, a banana, avocados. Everyone mix them in different ingredients. And you count. This one is sweet. Even this one. Who mixed them? You're there to eat. They're sweet. Wake up tomorrow, God, you're not there.
The
fool has spoken, God is not there.
I don't know him, but I don't know him at least.
For their what things show up and that is there.
And
I say, God, you're forsaken me. And he's working even. That's why I say, Job, even works and we don't see him. We move to the left, to the right.
That's
a work we don't see him working. Want to go get fish and eat. You know this tilapia, this Nile perch, it tastes different.
The colors are different.
This one looks a bit nice. It's better than the other. Who mentions all that? When do you even get a sugar cane? When you were sweet, you sold this which is not sweet even. Look at this. When you soak the sugar cane, you get this last portion. You put in the ground, you want to get a sweet one out. But Fred, you wait to be given a sweet cane.
And
who is that? I'm waiting for my sugar cane.
Did
you even get ownership on them?
ngabungi dara
and much ownership. And he said, I told the brain over what's under the sun. Let us see. Concerning the plants, we have to get examples of it, for it's the common one. One of the things which are under the sun, and they are done under the spirit of counsel.
Bakolin sa chisoka.
Tuzeyo, mubuli zisatu.
Mubulizi esula ya kusatu. Mubulizi esula ya kusatu. Olunyolo kusatu.
Ecclesiastes 3 verses 3.
Echisera echoku tiramu. Nechisera echoku onye zamu.
All those had happened. The spirit of counsel appears in all. After you will kill you till you be killed.
Because
still seasons never end.
And
after you will grab, you too they will grab from you. If they will not steal from
you,
the spirit will be grabbed when you are not aware and
known.
And is thrown in hell. Ecclesiastes 3 verse 4.
Ekiseera eky'okukaabiramu amaziga n'ekiseera eky'okusekeramu.
Bino byonna ya bipima.
All this measures them.
Tomulaba nga musekeeyo.
Don't you see you laugh? Let me even laugh more. Why don't you laugh endless?
Even
though you will cry, you will end and finish. Till you cry and you will weep.
Let me pause.
The kingdom of God, the midst of kingdom of children of men. You can't run from it. Everywhere is there. Because you didn't see him.
Ecclesiastes 3
verse
4.
But all times will rejoice.
The
time of rejoicing on the world is nice. But the one of heaven moves endless.
Be
eternal life and everlasting joy. Even though there is sorrow on the world.
That measured
an endless in the hell and the lake of fire.
He measured
the spirit of castle. Spirit of castle of God. Ecclesiastes 3:5.
Ekiseera eky'okusuuliramu amayinja n'ekiseera eky'okukuŋŋaanyizaamu
byonna bye mukola
oba
mugakuŋŋaanya
mujagajjawo you will take them away.
They have to gather them. But it
don't get greedy. Live with the spirit of the Lord. Though you gather the money, you will take it out. And it's not you controlling them. You want to add your
America.
Go insist, retain your money.
Nebuna zideka mbaka.
When you put in the bank,
natuaga na bazi.
And don't want your stolen kirayo. You get it out yourself. I tell you, the kingdom controls, the Holy Spirit is there.
But
what is doing to you?
Though
you will be under,
where you
know so you
are under,
but there are times of you settling and you will humble down. Though you run from here, let me go test elsewhere.
I am humble.
But does it
matter?
For he put all his controls with your madness where you've gone. Seasons of not being big-headed will reach. When I beat you in hell, you realize I am
God.
That time will reach and you cease to be big-headed.
Yet
you are in hell. Is in charge. I don't want things of stubbornness. Seasons, how are they?
Go
and fight you against them. They have to happen.
I don't know.
As you come back to state the way you bet like that, old. You can almost treat yourself well. And you will know him when you're out. You begin to read the Bible, struggling. I don't see very well. You will humble. For now you are a youth, you are getting your chest like that.
<walking.
But it's> also, that will come no matter what you do. You will humble. You are in
the
place where you are driving just and that season of stubbornness. I'm waiting for you.
The
bones will twist them little bend to there.
Omubulize sura ya kusatu, olinyolo kutani.
Ecclesiastes 3 verses 5.
Ekiseera ky'okugwiramu mu kifuba. N'ekiseera ky'obutagwiramu mu kifuba.
Ebyo byonna era ne byemukola
mbu. What you do that I have? Give me a hug.
Ojja kukivaamu.
You get out of it.
Kati kankomaawo tujja tandikira mu bizeti. Mukama akuwa omukisa.